Welcome to the vigorous virtue of teamwork. Go the extra mile. Teamwork is really about special relationships, and going the extra mile means doing something special to build that relationship. Our historical role model is Jesse Owens. It was 1936 in Berlin, Germany, when Jesse Owens, during the Olympics, competed in 12 events and won 4 gold medals. One of them in the long jump, where he was competing against German and European record holder Luz Long. They were going back and forth throughout the competition, setting world records almost each time one of them jumped, and it was on Owen's last jump, the winning jump. He set a new world record and won the gold medal. What's even more remarkable than Owen's performance is that Owens and Long became friends during the competition. After Owens beat Long, Long warmly congratulated them, and then they left the stadium arm in arm, which was quite a spectacle to have a German embrace an African American right in the heart of Nazi Germany, with Adolf Hitler himself witnessing this moment from his seat in the stadium. Long and Owens' friendship remained after the Olympics, and they corresponded to one another even after World War II started and Long was in the German army serving in North Africa. They were writing back and forth. In fact, the last letter that Long wrote was to Jesse Owens, and I want to read an excerpt from that last letter. "My heart tells me, if I be honest with you, that this is the last letter I shall ever write. If it is so, I ask you something. It is something so very important to me. It is you go to Germany when this war is done. Someday find my Karl, my dear son, and tell him about his father. Tell him, Jesse, what times were like when we were not separated by war. I am saying, tell him how things can be between men on this earth." Long was killed in action in 1943. Jesse Owens kept his promise. He went and visited Long's son Karl after the war, developed a friendship for him, such a friendship that when Karl got married, Jesse Owens was the best man at Karl's wedding. This account brings us to our moment of virtue. Go the extra mile. This is a phrase that comes from Jesus, a statement in the New Testament. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him another mile. In other words, do something special for someone, even if that person is not being nice to you, even if that person is, you know, somehow offending you, go the extra mile for that person. Do something special. Do something sacrificial. Do something extraordinary. Now, for you to go the extra mile, it's about breaking your routine. You may not have to, like Owens, go across the Atlantic Ocean, but what about across town or across the street or maybe even across the hallway, just to do something out of the ordinary, something you wouldn't ordinarily do, something that provides a special blessing to someone in need? That's the way you build a relationship, and a relationship that's strong makes strong teams. And that's what teamwork is all about. So go the extra mile for someone today, and you will be fostering a strong team.